Birdie by William Wharton. Read by Jot Davis. There are bird tracks and nothing in the sky. Something lived, left, and left something.
Aw, come on, Birdie, this is Al here, all the way from Dick's. Stop it, huh?
I lean back and poke my head out into the corridor. The queer-looking guard orderly type in the white coat still at the other end. I peer through the cage door. Birdie's squatting in the middle of the floor, not even looking at me. He's squatting the same way he used to squat in the loft when he was sewing feathers on that creepy pigeon suit of his. If this doctor, major, psychiatrist here ever finds out about that pigeon suit, he'll sure as hell chain Birdie right to the floor. Sometimes it'd scare the crap out of me. I'd climb up to the loft expecting only pigeons, and Birdie'd be hunched in the back, in the dark, sewing feathers on those long johns. Birdie could come up with the weirdest ideas. And now, here he is again, hunkering in the middle of this white room, ignoring me. I sneak another look along the corridor.
Come on, Birdie! Cut it out! I know you're not really a bird. This Section 8 crap doesn't make sense. The stupid war's over, for Christ's sake. Hitler, Mussolini, Tojo, the whole shitload, kaput!
Nothing. Maybe he is a loon. I wonder if this psychiatrist knows we call him Birdie. Birdie's old lady wouldn't tell. Probably doesn't even know. Birdie turns his back on me. He just spins in his squat. He keeps his hands against his sides and twists around. He's staring up at the sky through a small, high window on the other side of the room. The doctor major told me I'm supposed to talk about things Birdie and I did together. They shipped me out of the hospital at Dick's to come down here. My face is still wrapped in bandages. I'm between operations. It hurts to eat or talk, and I've been talking like crazy since 9 o'clock in the morning. I can't think of any more things to say.
Hey, Birdie, how about when we build the pigeon loft up in the tree down in the woods?
Maybe talking about that'll get him. Birdie's old lady made us rip down the first loft, the one in his yard. Birdie's house is part of the Cosgrove estate. Used to be the gatehouse. The Cosgrove house and barn burned down years ago. Birdie's house is just over the left center field fence of the baseball field. The baseball field is built on the old Cosgrove pasture. Last open place left around there.
Hey, Birdie! What in hell did your old lady do with all those baseballs?
Birdie's old lady keep any baseballs that went over the fence into their yard. Ball players didn't even try anymore. Semi-pros, everybody, gave up. Hit a homer over that fence into Birdie's yard, goodbye ball. Nothing to do but throw in a new one. It got to be expensive playing in that ballpark if you were a long ball hitting right-hander.
What the hell could she have done with all those baseballs?
Birdie and I used to look for those baseballs everywhere around his place. Maybe she buried them, or she could have sold them. Big black market source for used baseballs.
Hey, Birdie, remember those Greenwood bastards? They never did find or loft up in that tree.
Shit, there sure were some creeps in our neighborhood. Those Greenwood kids would bust up anything they could get their hands on. They'd steal bikes, pigeons, everything not nailed down. This loft was a great place for pigeons to home on, and nobody'd have any idea it was up there. We kept a rope ladder in a hole under some bushes. We had a hook on it and used to throw it over a branch to climb up.
Remember that rope ladder we used to climb up, Birdie?
Jesus, we were screwballs when you think about it. I keep talking, watching Birdie, trying to tell if he's listening. He's still staring out that high window on the back wall. He's certainly pitiful-looking, squatting on the middle of the floor in thin, white hospital pajamas. He's squatting flat on his feet with his knees together, his head thrust forward, his arms against his sides, his fingers hooked behind him. The way he squats, you'd think maybe he just might spring up, flap his arms a few times, and fly out that window he's got his eye on. It was a terrific loft we built down there in the woods. It was smaller than our first place, the one in his yard. Our first flock in Birdie's yard was big. There were 10 pairs, and 2 extra cocks. We had all good stock, no junk birds, no cornies, all purebred. I figure, if you're going to spend money on feed, you might as well have good birds. Birdie's always trying to bring in some kind of shitty bird just because he likes it. We used to have big arguments about this. We had 3 pairs of blue bars, 4 pairs of blue checks, 1 pair of red checks, and 2 pairs of white kings. No fancy birds, no tumblers, no fantails, none of that crap.
Now I think. I know. No. Think. Nothing.
When we sold the old flock, Birdie's mother made us scrape the pigeon shit from the front porch where the birds used to roost. She had the whole porch repainted with our pigeon money.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?